And joining us from Moms in Prayer, Lynette Taylor, back with us. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
As she was in regaling us tales of her time in the tropics.
Yes.
Yes.
When we were at the deep freeze.
Yes. She's like, oh, I remember when we were down.
Well, I don't think California is quite the tropics, but it was.
It was warmer than here.
That's right.
That's all it needs to be. Well, welcome back. It's good to have you back with us.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much.
And we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
Okay. Father, we just thank you for the treasure of your word. And we pray that as we look into it this morning, that you would just speak to us through your word and that we would hear and that it would impact our hearts and lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I would like to look at this story today in Luke 15, and it's the story of, we often call it the prodigal son, but in verses 25 to 32 is where I'm going to read. And this is the second part of the story. So the younger son has lived his extravagant life, his prodigal life. He's come back. But now this is what the older son, how he responded. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, "Your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf." But he was angry and would not go in. Therefore his father came out and pleaded with him. So he answered and said to his father, "Lo, these many years I have been serving you. I never transgressed your commandment at any time, and yet you never gave me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this son of yours, who has devoured your livelihood with harlots, you killed the fatted calf for him." And he said to him, the father said to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is now found." There's many points you can grab from this story, but what I'd like to look at is verse 31, where it says, "And he said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours.'" Sometimes we forget the privilege and access and relationship that we have with our Heavenly Father. And also, earlier it said that the father came out to him. He reached out to him, and we want to not refuse to go in. We want to receive all that the Lord gives. And when we look at prayer is a way that it invites us to build that relationship with our Heavenly Father, to enjoy his presence and ask for what we need. You know, real quickly, when Jesus called the 12 disciples in Mark 3:14, it says, "Then he appointed 12 that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach." And the first part, and you know, we always look at them, you know, what the disciples were going to do and everything. But the very first part was that they might be with him. And we don't want to skip over the gift of his presence and being in his presence and the gift that he's given us through prayer.
Oh, that's a good word for us. Would you go and pray for our listeners?
Sure. Father, I just thank you for those listening today. And we pray that each one would just enjoy the fellowship we have with you, that we would not be so busy going about our days, but that we would receive your Father's love and all that you have for us, and remember the privilege of being your child and the inheritance that you give us as your children. And we just ask your blessing on all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Matt Taylor joining us from Moms in Prayer. And tell us about Moms in Prayer.
Okay. Moms in Prayer is just simply two or more moms gathering every week to pray for their children, the teachers, and the schools that their children attend.
If folks want to find out more information, do you have a Facebook page or a website or anything they can check out?
We sure do. It's www.momsinprayer.org. If I could also share just one more thing real quick.
Sure.
And that's one of the things when I was in California, a group of moms had gotten together and they invited a panel of teachers and administrators to come to their gathering. And Moms in Prayer doesn't ask anything of the teachers in the schools. I want to make that clear. But these were some that they had a connection with. And in the panel discussion, they asked, you know, what they had to say about Moms in Prayer. And so this is what some of the teachers and administrators said. "Don't stop praying. We feel your prayers. We count on your prayers. We need your prayers. God is answering your prayers and doing a great work." Sometimes when we pray, we think nothing happens, but those teachers and administrators saw the effect.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Excellent. And thanks so much for being in with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.